I'm going to read first a science fiction poem called The Head Rape. I imagine in this poem that in the future we may discover, or perhaps rediscover, powers of total telepathy, so that minds will be completely open to every other mind. If this dire event ever happens, it will be necessary to have blocks on the skull to ward, to keep in the unpleasant thoughts. Not chastity belts, in fact, but chastity hats or veils or something. And I prelude the poem with an imagined dictionary definition, which reads, chastity veil, universal headdress, often highly ornamental, consisting of telepathy blocks, usually in the form of jewels, fixed to the critical points of the skull, from the Revised Anglo-American Dictionary. But of course, like all science fiction worthy of the name, it's really about life today or at any time. The head rape. He raped her, ripped the filaments from her skull. She pleaded by their home, their children, but he tore the jewels off, mad with desire to know her, to entirely penetrate, like some Europa-storming bull. A topaz, and he was in her in a flash. He saw his bulging eyes leer down, smelt the beastly kerridge he had drunk. He heard blood pounding at her eardrums, felt mind cleaving open as the stones went. Diamond, and he flinched at her emotions. Onyx, and one hammer thought, he'll kill me. Sapphire, and vestigial memory rushed into him, a girl beneath her father on a blue quilt. With the more terrible revelations of times, she'd lifted jewels willingly, which horned an urge to kill in earnest this wound softness he screamed in. And since he had come nude, and she could not help but see, he re-felt his lust being carboned in her brain. She re-felt the hysteria that he re-felt. So he re-felt their bedroom infinite, two facing mirrors, blood and black hairs on the ripped veil.